I keep getting this like mobile game ad that's like,
pop this pimple.
No, but it's like foot pus. It's like, here's a bunch of boils on my feet. I'm going to scrape the pus out. And that's the game. And it keeps being an ad I keep getting. I'm like, I can't report this anywhere. Who goes to jail for this? I hate it so much. So gross. Everybody's asking, they all want to know Elijah Wood's opinions, but where did they go? Moni Wood! I just feel like I alternate between being very like calm voice and then very agitated.
Yeah, you have the most like,
I know, you look at
volatile.
You look at Karen's, it's bars. Just like a flat line.
Oh yeah.
Then you look at mine, it's just like up and down, up and down. Then Lara's is just
clipping all the time.
Too much, yeah.
She agrees.
Yeah, what would you do if
what?
I was, if I thought I was really quiet?
That would be hilarious. Like, if you were that much in denial.
Or you didn't know that your voice was really high.
Yeah.
Yeah. Though I think it is higher than what it registers to me. You know how everyone's voice sounds different to them?
I think my voice sounds slightly higher than it does when I'm speaking.
Yeah, like it sounds higher to me when I hear it back, but nothing like unrecognizable or
also super I sound different. Dumber. I sound like a fucking idiot.
No, I'm just talking about your voice, not like the things the you content. Say.
No, my voice sounds dumb.
Your voice is dumb. Okay.
What's yours sound like to you?
I think it also sounds a little higher. Yeah. And I guess dumber, too. I don't know.
That makes real sense to stupid me. Voice.
Yeah. Also, I think I can catch certain, not things I say, but like characteristics of my voice that I hear in my brother.
Oh, really? Real,
yeah.
I'm oh, like, that's ugh. Interesting.
Damn it. We're the same.
That's funny because I do think of Carrie and I as sounding similar. Mostly just because my family will still get confused sometimes.
Yeah.
But her voice is higher than mine. Picture my voice, but higher.
So not your voice.
Not my voice. Now this is a beautiful tone.
That's your sexy.
That's my sexy. Hey, everybody.
Call center voice.
Yeah.
Just, thank you for calling.
Yeah.
It's like
that
a,
would be good.
Yeah, it's like Cookie Monster meets someone
Cookie
else.
Monster.
Yeah, there was some Cookie Monster in
Me
there.
Me want cookies. Doesn't he have more of like a voice?
Yeah, but it's just, it's like the graininess of it or something.
No, the wrong. Grainy of the crumbs are getting in his
Yeah.
Is that right? What is the noise he makes? I just am thinking of Taz again.
Cookie.
Cookie.
That's the noise.
Yeah, that's the noise. I feel like it's, I keep picturing like a gif of him.
Well, he's got his, he's got the smash human cookies. Hands.
He does?
Yeah.
I thought they were furry though in a way that like he doesn't grab.
Like no, mittens?
He has like articulated fingers.
You think he has mittens?
Opposable thumbs? No, I just think he... I
what
mean,
do you
he
think
does.
He does with the cookies? He just shovels
hands.
Them into his
yeah,
face?
Yeah, he like flattens his hand on a cookie really hard so that it sticks to him and he's like, nah!
I'm pretty sure...
Slaps it against his mouth.
I think I could be getting it wrong. I can't remember who did the arms and who did the head. Because it would be like Jim Henson and Frank Oz together.
Because he does, I do know, he does have like a distinguished line between each.
It's like him and the Swedish.
He has fingers.
Finger,
but
they got fingies.
Yeah, and they were real fuzzy.
Yeah.
But I don't remember them moving.
I mean,
like,
there's a lot
grabbing.
Of fur.
Yeah.
He wasn't like coming at the camera like,
he wasn't like at the rave trying to do
light
shows.
If he had... Like had rave fingers.
Yeah, rave gloves.
Yeah, first Shrek rave, then Cookie Monster rave.
Both of those sound fun, honestly.
Right?
Is Shrek rave still happening?
It's supposed to. It said postponed. If we can ever get out of this fucking
pandemic. It's never, never gonna end. It's fine. Whatever.
But also, it's like the booster came out and then Omicron showed up like literally like 2 weeks later, yeah. And they're like, it doesn't work anymore.
Not for it Omicron. Still works.
Yeah. Yes, you should still
You're
get
still
it.
Still not dying.
That's not what I meant, but it doesn't work anymore. You should still get it. But they're like, oh shit, it's like not as effective towards Omicron as it was towards the other strains. But it, like, the timing of it was like, you know.
Not great.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
No, I had more than a few people where they're like, why did I even get it? I'm like, so you're not dead.
Yeah.
There we go.
You can already see, like, progress. And
yeah, I'm like, you've been sick for a week and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's also like, this is a thing where it's like, there's not going to be like, and now you don't need to get vaccinated for it anymore. Like, that's never going to happen.
No, I'm going to get all three. I'm going to get them all. I'm going to get all every vaccine possible.
Oh.
Yeah. Super powered.
They basically say you can.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, whatever. I'm going to be full of 5G. We won't need stupid spectrum anymore because we'll have me.
You'll have you. Ugh.
Yeah.
Tower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
5G tower.
Tower of Krista.
It'd definitely be better internet.
Yeah. Literally anything's better than
this. Low bar.
I'm better internet than the internet we have available here.
Yeah. I will give advance notice when there's going to be service done.
That's true.
Like spectrum. They're like, there's an outage because we decided to do work. Oh, are we old now? Is this an old person conversation? Talk about fucking spectrum. I feel like this is just a major like work from home bitching.
That's true.
Is everyone I know complains about their internet now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I was complaining about it still back in the day when I'm like, because you can tell they like do something once it hits like midnight. You're like, what happened to all my bandwidth?
Yeah.
And they're like, we don't do anything.
What? Nothing's wrong. What do you mean?
Spectrum. You fuckers.
They're like, go to bed. I'm like, no.
I need to use the internet for longer. And they're like, no. You need to go to sleep.
Yeah, we should role play.
Spectrum. That's what they deserve. I fucking hate them.
Yeah.
They're also such assholes every time you call. Hey, Spectrum, if you want us to stop shit talking you, become a sponsor.
Yeah,
that's
first,
the way we get
our
sponsorship.
First episode
that will
in
stop
like,
shitting on them.
Yes.
Like a whole year or something. Like
yeah.
That.
And
then
we get a year of silence.
An immediate sponsor.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a hard one to do for Spectrum.
No, it's not talking positively about them. We just keep their names out of our mouths.
Oh, okay.
That's what they're paying us for.
That's true. Okay, as long as it doesn't have to, flip entirely.
If they ask for that,
they gotta pay double.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll still sound very sarcastic. You're like, do you love high-speed internet?
It's so high-speed.
Squee.
Squee.
She just gotta add a W everywhere.
Yeah.
Why squee? It's well.
Why the West Wind Plug Wet?
Interwet.
What are you saying?
I said wind. Winter wet.
There's too many W's that the word isn't even decipherable anymore.
It turns into like that Zoomlish or whatever. Completely indecipherable. Your fucking service.
See, we're back.
Donk.
We're back.
Yeah.
What?
We're back to our old selves, just being like, "Hey, pay us.
Fuck you, pay me." I mean, that has become my mentality a lot.
Everyone owes us a lot of money.
I do say that to. She's not my coworker anymore, but my former coworker, she used to constantly be like, Krista, bring me pizza and stuff like that. And be like, are you going to give me money? Because I'm not in the business of having a sugar baby. So I'm not fucking doing this for you, man. She would try to get me to make her bread all the time.
Mm.
Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Only we get that privilege.
And you don't demand it out of me.
No. Though I was too enthusiastic when you were like, oh, I don't have eggs about making a banana pie. And I was like, I have eggs. Pie. Make the pie.
Well, now you've used the pie. So I have to wait anyway. You were like, I have 1,000 eggs.
Yeah. I was like, use my eggs. I have eggs. You can use them.
I do want to make a banana pudding pie. I feel like that would be good.
I feel like that would also be a response if I was like, I really want to get pregnant and my eggs don't work.
Be like, I have 1,000. Take all of them.
I am supposed to. This was a while ago, yeah, though. I don't know how they are now, but I'm supposed to have a lot of eggs. According to what doctor. According
I don't know why doctor. I just pictured like a salmon.
Oh.
Ew. Well, speaking of nothing we were talking about. Oh, no. We didn't even introduce the show. Fuck me. Welcome to Morning Wood.
Yay.
This is a podcast where we...
I don't remember the structure.
I don't remember either. We do usually talk beforehand for a little bit, so yeah, it's fine. This is a podcast where we talk about what is Elijah Wood's favorite thing. I'm Krista.
I'm Laura.
Sorry, I was like burping. I'm Karen.
Where's Termite?
Yeah, yum, yum, yum. Yeah, yum, yum.
Is that we're one termite.
We're one termite. Singular. What did Beryl call us? A singular
she said,
organism?
You're a symbiotic organism.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm going to take it as a compliment.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And I was like, haha, I'm going to tell them. And she's like, I think it's a good thing.
Okay, perfect. We took it as intended then. Yeah. Both of us laughed and then went, good. Good.
Rona.
Rona.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No. No, Rona. Because I'm not a dipshit person I know whose child had corona and then she sent her other kids to school.
Are you
We're
saying
gonna
only
lose our fan base?
Are you saying only dipshits can get rona?
Only dipshits spread it knowingly.
You know what? Yeah. I'll stand by that.
Damn.
Knowingly. Spread it. Not
well,
unknowingly.
Yeah, knowingly.
Yeah.
Oh, I was talking to some friends today about like if there were zombies and what you guys got bit, I know which ones of you one of you wouldn't like tell people.
Who would own up and who wouldn't?
And who would just hide it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I would spill. Immediately.
I think I would.
If I got bit by a zombie, I'd be like, shoot me in the fucking head right now.
Yeah.
Kill me. I would lock myself in my room and kill myself. Yeah. Sorry.
I mean, I probably would at the beginning of it all happening anyway. I can't run fast.
God. Also, it's something that everyone's going through. And I feel like if a zombieism happened, along with than this pandemic that we're going through globally, and there's not like enough recognition of that's impacts. Let alone
we're all doing fine. Laura.
Oh yeah, I don't know what you're talking
about.
Are you saying it's worse that there's both?
No, I just mean
zombie
seeing,
Rona.
Seeing,
zombie Rona.
Yeah, seeing how like this has been,
and no one's dealt with it from a public mental health standpoint.
Yeah, on top of all the other things that are, you know, very much come to light from it. I don't know if living through a zombie apocalypse, like it's gonna be like, oh, it's fine, McDonald's is open again, we're good.
Like, we just keep having to replace the workers
because
they keep
dying.
It's gonna, it's
McDonald's like, still exists.
Yeah,
at the end of the day we still got Mickey's.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just have a very high turnover rate.
Yeah.
People getting bitten and then dying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The ice cream machine's still broken.
Isn't there like a conspiracy theory around that? That
yeah,
it's on
well,
purpose?
That it's just lies that they
no.
don't want
to. Oh, that it's
not
never
that it's
worked?
Lies. No. So, okay, you guys haven't heard this. I think this might actually be true, but basically, McDonald's hires a company basically pays McDonald's to have these machines
mm-hmm.
in the building, but they're purposefully shitty because then that same company gets paid to send people out to fix it. So it's just this perpetuating cycle of the machine getting broken because it makes more money for everyone. Because the franchisee has to pay to get it fixed.
I see.
Whereas corporate gets the... I have no idea.
Wouldn't you just do that with everything?
You'd think, but then you'd have, like, no food.
Yeah. I guess you can get away with no ice cream for, like, a bit.
Because you're not, like, an ice cream store.
But I also do feel like a lot of people get their McFlurries and their soft serve, so it's like...
Dip cones.
I'm always just like, they don't want to... They've just cleaned it.
Dip cones are overrated?
Oh, my God.
I've never had a McDonald's dip cone.
I don't think it's a McDonald's thing to...
I've had it from Dairy Queen quite a few times.
Mickey D's dip cone is pretty good. I used to get them all the time when we lived near that in the old apartment.
That McDonald's wasn't terrible. They had decent... They made an effort for the most part.
They weren't terrible of, like, food, but the clientele...
Oh, no, it was a fucking nightmare in there every time.
Yeah, clientele was not... I never went inside, really.
I would walk over there and brave it. Well, speaking of nothing, McDonald's,
and when you
coronavirus.
Got it. Just take a seat.
Yeah. After a long day at McDonald's.
Yeah.
You want to come home to a room that's full of furniture. So what's Elijah Wood's favorite furniture?
Yeah.
That's our topic today.
No.
I feel
like... Type of furniture?
Yeah, I guess my question was, what does this mean?
My answer is definitely going to be not correct if we go
feel
in
like
a certain
I know
direction.
You think you know mine?
Yeah.
It's nothing.
Interesting.
It's just of the floor.
No, well, it's cardboard she got from Free.
Yes. Sorry. She didn't pay for this cardboard.
No.
Usually I ask what everyone's opinion is about the subject, but we already know yours, which is anti.
Anti-furniture.
Yeah. Yours is whatever you can make into not furniture as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
Whatever's biodegradable.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Can just put outside and it turns into a pile
dust.
Of
dust
and foldable.
Foldable. So it's compact and portable.
Yeah.
I don't know how to ask what our relationship is with furniture because we all use furniture.
I
like it.
I feel like I'm turning into a normie where I'm like, I kind of like having a nicer place and I kind of like having furniture that isn't college-y, and I like having space.
Yes.
That's not just a...
Like, I want space, and I want to be comfortable, and I want to be clean. I feel like those are the things I'm starting to value more.
Same.
And I like things that look clean without as much effort.
I don't like that bug vibe.
No.
You're
a little
antiques.
Bug.
I don't like bug-looking things. We definitely, like, I will go in places and I'm like, no, this place is definitely
bed bugs
at some point. But I like used furniture, specifically like tables and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because I guess that's my question. Of furniture, is it limited to where you sit or is it?
Oh, no.
Furniture is everything.
Okay, a table is furniture.
Okay, cool.
When does it stop being furniture? Is a lamp furniture? That's a light. Is that furniture because of shelves?
I think a shelf is furniture. Is
a
one furniture.
Is furniture.
A shelf is one furniture.
I was telling Lara how you didn't understand what a built-in couch was. You didn't understand when you were watching Queer Eye.
But then I'm like...
You didn't understand it for the entire episode.
No, I got it.
You got it at the end.
Yeah,
I got it.
Took me
explaining it like six times.
You were a bad explainer.
I said... You were like, what does he mean? Because Bobby explained it. And then I went, you know, like if you had a bench against a wall and you had a cushion for your butt and then you had another cushion behind you, like the back of a couch, but the actual structure is the wall. And Karen's like, what? What do you mean? I was like, I don't know how to describe it any better than that. And even when they showed it, you didn't understand what you were looking at.
I knew. I got it.
Eventually.
Hey, no one has that in their home.
We could. I actually did think that. I don't think I want to replace that.
No.
No, because I feel like the cushions would slide around all the time.
You could get like,
and it wouldn't Velcro. Be as, it would not be as comfy.
It could probably like spread apart or whatever.
And just be like hard.
I think I would miss maybe like how, you know, you can lean back on an armrest and lay there. I guess I would miss that.
Yeah. You guys crack your backs on our armrest.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, furniture.
How do you... Yeah.
How do I feel about furniture?
You like furniture. You like furniture. You don't like furniture.
I don't not like furniture.
I like comfy things.
I don't not like furniture. I'm just that I'm a minimalist with it.
Yeah. Like, what is your ideal apartment? If you had a one bedroom apartment, how would you?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I furnish was it. Having this thought.
Well, I've said if she lived by herself, it would just be like a plate on a floor, and that's it. One plate.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a lot of plates.
Oh, I wouldn't either. I'd have like three.
Yeah, I don't know. Because I do like, I understand the appeal of a sitting area.
You're saying that like it didn't take a bit of convincing. Especially with tables. She hates tables more than anything.
I don't hate tables. I just don't want seven of them in a room like you.
I have two tables. So we could get rid of the one table that was terrible.
No, you were like, instead of one table, let's take two tables but push them together as though they're one table. Yeah,
to make it bigger.
Yeah, but your ideal situation is like, let's get another table, but put it with the other two.
No,
get
I'm not talking about...
And then get another table that I can have next to the couch.
Put a table in the back of the couch so that you can't get out of the apartment.
No, I wanted to get rid of that table. That was why the two table system was there.
No, but then you wanted the couch.
Oh, the couch table.
The couch table.
No, I mostly wanted that so we would have
another table.
Another table.
I like surfaces. I like a variety of surfaces, but that's also because my brain's broken. So if things I can't see them, I forget they exist.
Yeah, like I like functional tables and things, like how you have a built-in. You built your own desk into the wall.
Yeah,
like I do like space-saving things. I like this table that we have in our living room that has
there's compartments
shelves,
everywhere.
Yeah, and compartments.
Has compartments.
In it.
It's got a little divot in the middle for
our
baby.
Bunch
of babies. I don't even know how to explain this.
We don't need to.
All right. We got a table full of babies and my Lego creation.
Yeah.
Well, creation.
And a Lego plant.
Yeah. And a Lego plant.
Yeah.
That I built. Built? Put together? Assembled.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah. I think I'm a maximalist, is how I would describe myself. Which I try to not, in common areas, I try to not do that too much. It still happens sometimes.
How many coasters do we have?
My mom made these coasters.
She was nice. I know. Yeah, I know. I was gifted coasters. I know. I know. I'm just giving shit. I was gifted coasters.
And one from Karen.
Yeah, I have one.
All of my coasters are gifts. Actually,
they're all cute, too.
I mean, in case we have guests one day, you know.
That is why I like having more than just two plates, too.
That's true.
So I've definitely gone to people's houses where I'm like, you have like a plate.
A plate.
There's... Or you're like, can I have...
No, I think all I need is one set of, like, a set of of dishes.
Mm-hmm. None of this, like, china cabinet horse shit. Like, I don't want any of that.
No.
I don't want a cabinet that's just full of stuff. Yeah, but as far as what we're considering furniture, are we getting, like, are we drilling down, like, super specific? Or is it, like, chair...
No, I think it's like, you know, like
dining room.
The whole dining,
the dining room?
Room? That
is
not
the furniture.
A furniture.
It's a furniture type is dining room furniture.
Yeah.
It is a modifier to the word furniture. Therefore, I think it is a type.
I don't think you, it's not like a genre. I wouldn't say like...
Okay.
So that is a genre?
Yeah, and that's like a genre.
But if you're talking like Pokemon, it's like grass type Pokemon.
Yeah, but when you say
there's a lot of different kinds.
Dining
what's your
room
favorite?
Is too broad.
If you're what's your favorite Pokemon? You wouldn't be like grass type, you know,
bug type.
You would pick
I
a Pokemon.
Hate winning. Are there any good bug type Pokemon?
I hate
Someone's gonna get mad again anytime I talk about Pokemon. I feel like we don't know get mad about it. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Okay. I think
so. That's like, too broad, but chair is not too broad.
No,
I think that qualifies. Guys?
I think chair is fine, but I think you're allowed to add like detail to the chair if you would like.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't be like dining room furniture,
bedroom furniture, all of it in there.
Yeah, same as me. Okay, do you want to start?
Yeah.
Would you like to start? What do you think Elijah Wood's favorite furniture is, Krista?
So I was very adamant about not doing this topic.
It's wild because you are the most furniture like proponent.
Proponent.
Because I just like it in general. I don't have like a favorite kind. It's like trying to pick a favorite animal in general. A favorite general animal.
Oh, you think it's the same? What? That's why you didn't.
I'm saying
want
it's
this?
As broad.
No way. To you, because you're like, this furniture is incredible.
This furniture is upstairs living room left corner.
Well, also, furniture. I don't have any furniture where I'm like, fuck that. Except, I guess, fancy couches. But
I think I could find some
furniture I would hate.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I hate, like, ultra-modern stuff for the most part. I just don't like anything that's uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was like,
I pretty much like anything that is comfortable, and I like ugly shit, so...
Okay. Uh-huh.
But basically, what I thought is Elijah is a man of versatility.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So I think his favorite furniture type is transformational furniture. Specifically...
What's that?
Bug time.
Not bug time. Fuck you,
Karen. No, I'm just going back to the Pokemon thing. Oh. But okay, bug time.
Bug type furniture.
Your favorite type of Pokemon and your favorite type of furniture.
So like a Murphy bed is transformational.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Or like if you have one of those coffee tables that you can then spin and then it becomes a higher up table.
Oh, that's
a big
cool.
one.
Mm-hmm. That's cool.
I think, like me, he watches a bunch of videos of these furnitures that are super interesting because they're like 9 different things in one.
Oh.
And specifically, there's one that I watched that is sort of like a Murphy bed, but it's like a... I'm going to do a really shit job of explaining what this is. So it's like a
like
wardrobe.
The way you explained the wall.
Fuck
bench.
I did a good job. It's not my fault. You're dumb. So it's like a wardrobe, but almost your entire wall.
Okay.
But you open it and a bunk bed kind of comes out. And then if you move it up another one, there's a desk. And then if
how
you
does it? Where do the drawers go?
Side.
Okay.
The drawers
so
are
like
on
a,
the
a
side.
Constant frame?
Yes.
Okay. Constant frame.
But then you also, the drawers can turn into a door. And.
To what?
To like reach further back to then store stuff back there. And I think it was one where you can pull out the other side if you do it a certain way where they are steps to go up to the bunk bed. But they also have drawers on the front of them.
But can you... Okay, I think my big question with things like this is, like, do you have to, like, empty out other things in order to, like,
no,
fold
that's what
it
I
back
like about
in
this
or
one.
Something like that?
Because of the way that it moves, it's basically, like, instead of folding up at all for anything, everything is on a wheel. So everything remains level no matter where it's at. So like your desk remains level and it's actually like a 2-level desk. So you can leave your laptop on there and then shut everything and it'll stay.
Oh, yeah. You've told me that.
Yeah. I think I've talked about this thing like 40 times. I might also be mixing like 4 different things together, but
it's wow. Your own creation.
My own creation of my mind. Well, a lot of these
really
things
pulling
are
a Lara here.
It is the coolest furniture because it's like, it's
the coolest furniture is my furniture that I made up.
It doesn't yet exist.
I'm not an engineer, so I probably wouldn't be able to make it. But
yeah, she's not an engineer like me.
Yeah, I'm like Lara. But I like the idea of being able to do, like, even though I've said I'm a maximalist, doing like tiny living or whatever, because I'm a white person, so it appeals to me. I want to live in a trailer but make it fancy. Yeah, so, you know, having something that can be super multifunctional like that and is just super efficient with space, mm-hmm. because it's, you know, basically using every part
yeah. of the structure. I want to see a video of this. Yeah. Later.
I'll see if I can find it.
It sounds cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, it sounds space efficient.
Utilitarian.
Yeah. Yes. So I think Elijah would appreciate the efficiency.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these are also made... because a lot of these furniture companies do with, like, environmental shit in mind. So it'll be, you know, whatever, sustainably built. Okay. So that sounds
my pick.
Yeah, I think ideal situation for me and Elijah is have one of those and then a big-ass comfy chair.
Mm. And then your dog. Or
yeah, have 50 dogs.
Yeah, oh, not dogs, 50 dogs that they form a chair.
49 dogs.
dog
that forms a chair. That's cruel. Like that's animal cruelty, Lara.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cruel.
Sustainable.
Sustainable cruelty.
Reuse.
They make a soup with their bones. No.
Oh, shit.
Lara kills dogs. It is on tape.
Kills dogs, makes broth.
Yeah.
Reuse.
Give me your dog's bones.
Reuse.
No. Why are you burying that dog? It could become soup.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Not to be mean, but I could see you becoming that person when you're like, she goes five.
Oh, totally. She's going to go dig them up.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're like, these are usable. Roadkill harvester.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. It's that I can't skin things.
Reuse.
You don't have to skin it if you just throw it into a soup.
Oh, yeah. God.
Good old roadkill
soup.
Oh.
Hairy.
Yeah.
Good old you can strain it.
Yeah, I'll strain it. There you go.
Use an immersion blender and then strain everything.
Woo.
They have a lot of body.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Reuse.
That's what you're chanting to yourself.
Yeah.
While you're digging up a dog grave.
Uh-huh. I can see why. You see
the only one who's going to be normal in 30 years is Karen. We're both going to be psychotic.
Yeah.
Full Larry David, angry at everyone, uh-huh. and super weird.
Yeah.
Local witches.
Ooh.
That's been my plan for ages.
Become witch.
Have little kids think you're a witch.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And they look at your house and they're like, that lady's weird. But then you're actually fun.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Uh-huh. Hopefully.
That's the goal.
What kind of fun?
Dog soup.
I make soup. I got offerings. Fun.
It's like, this was your dog.
He's going to be a part of you forever. Yeah. At least until you go to the bathroom next. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's my choice.
Nice.
Transformational.
It's pretty good, yeah. But I gotta see it to believe it.
Oh,
I mean, find it. I kind of believe it, but I just want to see it.
Yeah, it's cool. So,
yeah.
Well, Karen, would you like to go next?
Yeah, sure.
What's Elijah Wood's favorite furniture?
Okay. So I think I also agree that he likes things that are multi-use. Reduce. But mine's a little smaller furniture that is portable and like can be used in many ways, And I like ones that are especially made out of wood because, you know, well, not me. Sorry. Elijah Wood likes
this thing
made out of makes wood sense. Because
small, portable, and made of like wood.
Like a lawn chair?
That's literally everything. Right?
I know. But a furniture.
A furniture.
Not many. A furniture
is a lawn chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Furniture is a lawn chair. No, I would agree.
But that counts. I think.
I thought I knew, but I didn't.
What is it?
It's not made of wood.
Oh. Stool. No, that's not portable.
Stools aren't portable?
You can't just carry a stool around.
It'd be an interesting thing to bring around. Or
strap it to your back?
It's technically portable because you can move it.
Have you seen those pants that turn into a stool?
I think I have, actually, yes.
What?
Where it basically slaps down or
something?
No. It's like in the legs. So if you sit a certain way that... the pants become stiff and like your under your butt becomes stiff.
Whoa.
Yeah, I get some.
Anyway, sorry.
So what I'm going to go with that Elijah really loves are probably wooden step stools.
Oh.
Yeah, because like obviously you can use it as a step stool. And they're very compact, so you can fold it up and then just slip it between the refrigerator and the sink counter. Which is great for, like, getting to high places, which he needs because he's kind of a short guy.
Yeah.
Right?
I was going to be like, are you calling him short?
Yeah, he's a short guy.
Short king.
Yeah. Short king.
I guess I don't know, actually, what his height is.
I feel like I looked it up in high school. I feel like it's, like, 5'6"-ish,
something like that. Okay. Yeah, but you can also use it as a shelf.
I've seen them
used as shelves plenty of times. So you can place your plants on them, or anything else really. But it looks nice with plants usually.
Technically, you can also sit on one.
I was gonna say,
yeah,
your butt's small.
You can also use it as a chair. Or multiple chairs, because it's like a little portable stoop.
Pretty good.
Pretty good, right? space efficient.
Yeah.
It is.
Affordable.
Uh-huh.
Wood, so it looks nice literally everywhere.
Yeah. Probably smells good.
And I feel like I can make one. One day I'll try to make one.
I think so. You made a stool.
Yeah.
Is that why you asked if a stool was... portable? No. You were like, it can be portable because you've taken your stool places.
I have. It's portable.
Strapping it to your back.
Also,
some
stools
prong.
Are foldable.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true.
Yeah.
I just hate carrying anything. So
yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
You got a table, a foldable.
Oh, yeah.
TV Still dinner table.
Room. Oh, you did?
See? Table lady.
I like surfaces. I won't apologize
15
for how I like surfaces, but it would fit next to this without being able to see it. Basically, my goal was to get it and then see how long it took for you to recognize that it was even there.
Oh,
but you always plug your phone in that corner, so you
probably see it when you're crouching
over there
corner.
Like fucking Gollum scaring the shit out of me. Lara will constantly, there's a little space.
Oh, yeah.
In between our couch and the end of our, like, TV table.
Yeah.
That Lara will just...
And she's always
there.
Like, I'm here.
But in the dark. It's so scary.
It's really scary. I'm here.
She also does that when she doesn't turn the light on in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hanging out like a ghost.
She eats
Slender
in there.
Man.
She snacks
in the bathroom. I haven't eaten in a bathroom in a while.
It's just because you haven't been home for that long.
I guess
But, it will
resume. It's been enough time.
Sometimes we also have similar pee schedules.
Yeah.
And so it's like...
I think it's because we get up at the same time, we drink coffee or whatever, and then we're like, we gotta go. Also, you can use the step stool as a table.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I have done that.
You can literally use it as anything.
Yeah.
That's
why surfaces.
It's great. Except a bed.
Surfaces are good.
Except a bed. But it's a compact surface. It's not taking
Maybe
up the whole goddamn room.
Lower step stool.
Can be a bed?
No, not bed, but pillow.
Oh, yeah.
Really uncomfortable pillow.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Probably good for your neck.
Better.
Or worse.
If you sleep on your side, better. If you sleep on your back,
Bad.
Yeah, probably crunchy.
Snap your neck.
Snap your neck. Danger zone.
Yeah. Yeah.
You probably draw on it.
I mean, you can draw
you
on
can
it.
Sit, you can sit.
Basically.
You can sit.
Oh, you mean like yeah, use yeah, it yeah, as yeah, a yeah.
You can sit on the bottom.
Like, actually draw on it.
You can sit on the bottom step and then use the middle step as a table.
If you're Lara or Six.
Yeah, exactly.
It's gonna be real small.
Yeah. Multi-purpose.
It is multi-purpose. I do respect that about stoles.
And affordable.
Wow.
They are affordable. You should make one.
Yeah.
Make us a stool. Yeah. Step stool,
yeah.
Karen.
I keep meaning I need.
I have eggs. You make pie. Yeah. I make stool.
Yeah. I have wood.
I have wood.
I have eggs and wood.
I'm storing it in my trash room. All my she's findings.
Like,
yeah.
She's like, I made these eggs out of your trash.
Yeah, I remember when I said I was fertile.
Have a step stool with your whatever piece of furniture my thing is called.
Yeah, yeah. Those are the only two things you need, really.
Yeah. Not whatever Lara has.
Not whatever Lara has in mind.
I mean...
But maybe hers would fulfill all.
Oh, it's just a room that the furniture just rises out of.
Her favorite furniture is floor.
God's furniture, the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, this is hard for me because it's like, yeah, I don't want a lot of furniture. I don't enjoy a lot of furniture.
Yeah.
And, you know, also would like something sustainable. Yeah. It's hard with furniture.
Oh, yeah. Wood is sustainable.
Yeah, we got.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I go, it's, I think it's hard for me then to also find the middle ground between comfortable and transformative and functional.
Comfortable and transient at the same time.
Yeah. And also I think my thing is I like not heavy things, which is very difficult.
You have swapped your bed out.
Yeah.
I did, but that's because my mattress was so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It was extremely uncomfortable.
Does a blow up mattress count as furniture?
Yeah.
Or is it camping?
I would
equipment?
Think so. Because I would say like an inflatable chair. Because I did debate that, but then
that's
I was
true.
Like plastic.
Just a plant fiber inflatable chair.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to give on the weight aspect, but I think he likes a good chest.
Oh.
A chest?
Like a steamer trunk like I have that Karen would definitely think is full of bugs.
I've seen it. It's full of bugs.
It's not full of bugs.
It has bugs everywhere.
I was thinking probably
it is really
wood
old.
As well.
Yeah.
For the Elijah wood. But it's that, you know, it's storage space.
Yes.
You can put
take
cushions
it on, a ship.
On it. Make it a seating space.
That is true. I thought about
doing
that.
Oh, so it has to be like a pretty like squared off chest, not like a round pirate's
chest.
You're
thinking pirate's chest? You can put all your doubloons chest. In there.
Yeah. Very portable, easily buried.
Like dog bones.
All of your shipmates can carry it for you. Yeah. Very portable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's, again, the smell is good.
That's true.
Possibly as well.
Smells good.
Yeah.
Wood.
Okay.
My great uncle Bill made us all cedar chests when we were kids and smells so good.
Yeah, like my mom's got a chest. I don't know what wood it is, but it smells nice as well.
Okay.
But yeah, I feel like, yeah, they can be decorative and functional and they're not necessarily transformative, but they do provide you with another storage space. Which is also a plus.
That's true.
It's good for blankets.
You could maybe put it under like a windowsill.
But why would you need storage if you don't have anything else?
I sleep in it.
She opens it up and then curls up inside.
It stores you.
Yeah.
I don't know why I pictured Paddington Bear. But you in a little raincoat.
Yeah.
Curled up inside.
Yeah, that'll really help your back.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I feel like it's
easy travel when you're inside.
Exactly.
Of it.
Oh, good
you get
call.
Shipped.
True.
Good you get call.
Show away.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it is one of the furniture pieces in which I can respect the decorative element of it too, yeah, and like the artistic value of it as well, in addition to its functionality and so forth. Like, it's sturdy, it's long lasting. Reduce.
No, but I like a chest.
Yeah, and I think Elijah does too. And you know what? Like Karen said, he is short, and so I think he might have fun and be like, look, boop.
I go can inside. Sleep in here.
Yeah.
Tuck away.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think I've crawled into a chest before, but that was when I was a kid.
Yeah, like, you got to have eyes on you.
Yeah. I do feel like
I wouldn't trust anyone now.
Oh.
No.
That if I climbed in a chest, that they wouldn't, like, fuck with me.
Oh, God. No. That would...
It'd lock me in or...
No.
I can't have done it around Carrie because she definitely would have sat on top of it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, that sounds
although
awful.
She weighs like 6 pounds. Especially then.
Send her flying.
Been stronger than her since like age 6. So, yeah.
That works in your favor.
Yeah.
Okay, good choices.
I also did think of a step stool.
Step stool?
As well.
Yeah.
I debated.
It's a good one.
Yeah,
my other one was a big comfy chair because I do. I am a big fan of that shit.
Mm-hmm. And they can have cup holders, like things where you're like store more things, fold up that footrest.
But like, have you ever been in one of those armchairs that's like kind of deep, so you can kind of like curl up in it? Those are great.
Nice.
Almost lay down.
Almost lay down.
Mm-hmm. If I had
movie theater recliner,
I do like a recliner.
Yeah, that is fun.
Yeah, nice.
Recliners are nice.
Haven't been to a movie theater with one in a while, but
I feel like the movie theaters with recliners are actually the safest right now because they're so spread out.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
Because I went to the ArcLight's closed. Alamo. And those are, and then when I went to see Dune, it was fully reclinable.
Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. If you have a suggestion, you can email us at morningwoodpod@gmail.com or send us an Instagram DM at morningwoodpod.
Yes.
Twitter is at morningwoodpod2, and then we're on Facebook, but don't go on Facebook.
I don't even have a Facebook account.
I'm the only one who has a Facebook, and I go on there once a week, if that.
Oh yeah, I haven't been on in a while. I keep telling myself I need to delete mine.
I really just go on there for looking at the Inspired Women Facebook page.
Oh gosh,
it's funny every fucking time.
It's gotta be a mess.
Yeah, it's entertaining.
I can't believe it's still going.
That and the Silver Lake group that I was a part of when we lived over there, because that one's
a mess.
Show. It's horrible. So hit us up on that, or if you have any furniture you want to. Actually, if you have transformational furniture that you think is cool, send it to me. I want to watch those videos.
Yeah.
I love watching that.
Photos of Elijah's, what you think Elijah's favorite furniture is.
Yeah.
Tag us in your post.
Tag us in your post. Definitely post it on Main.
Yeah. Or if you have any like Elijah Wood art or anything that you want us to share on the Facebook page.
That's
or
always
not
fun.
The Facebook
page.
On our Instagram. We will do that. So feel free. Or if you have any suggestions for topics you'd like us to cover. Has anyone heard from Mr. Wood? It is weird saying his name that way.
Yeah.
Mr. Wood?
Not since I pooped out that message from those red
vines. Pooped out
mice.
The note?
Yeah.
Good old red vines poop note.
Yeah.
Classic.
Yeah.
Exactly what he intended.
Those are long gone now.
Yeah.
They're growing a tree. Reduce.
I like how reduce.
I don't know what you mean. That sounds insane.
It was a red vine.
No, don't explain.
Are you saying that
no,
the tree's
tub.
Gonna grow from
no.
my shit?
No, it's
she
not.
She's talking about the red vines tub that we made purpose as a planter.
Yeah,
and
it's not like when I said we'll plant this carrot stub and
make a carrot tree.
I'm like, carrots don't
Were
grow
you being
trees?
Funny or did you actually not
know
that?
No, I know carrots grow on the ground.
Are you sure?
Positive. Potatoes, carrots, radishes. Ask me what else grows on the ground.
Say what else grows on trees.
Red vines.
Red vines.
Eggs. Eggs.
Yeah. But, you know, speaking of trees, though.
Yeah.
I was walking the other day, and I was passing a tree,
mm-hmm.
and the wind, a gust of wind blew.
Yeah.
And then a leaf fell.
Oh, okay. No.
Yeah. Never happened.
It has never happened ever before.
It's like you were noticing it for the first time. Yeah. And like it, a child.
Yeah. It fell into my hand, and it was like shaped like E.
The leaf was an yeah. E shape?
Yeah, E. Oh, and nice then though. I heard, yeah. And then E. I heard in the wind.
That's creepy. I think you're going. Something's happening. This is why you're clicking crash. It's definitely the dog
too
bones.
Much dog soup.
None of the views expressed or espoused in this podcast are the actual views or beliefs of Elijah Wood, and none of the events detailed about his life are factual. We do not know Elijah Wood. Carol is a fictitious person conjured in a fever dream that is known as Chris's Mindscape. Please, do not sue us. We have no money. We are so, so poor.
I know that there's a soccer coach with my name.
Oh.
And she's at, like, MIT or something. Because okay. For a long time, it was really nice because her name, like, drove everything that was about me away.
Gotcha. Mm. Yeah. I think, I don't know... If it takes into consideration capitalization, that might affect my name.
Oh, you wouldn't count it if it was not capital F.
Yeah. I think
inferior.
Or has a space.
Yeah.
True.
Double inferior. What if it's a lowercase d, uppercase F?
Huh.
What if it's an uppercase R, lowercase everything else?
What if it's a lowercase d? Yeah. Uppercase E, lowercase F, uppercase O, lowercase R, uppercase T.
What if it's a lowercase D, a 3,
yes,
an
three.
F, a yeah. 0?